Guys, we're going to take a look at the five firearms that I recommend in an SHTF situation. There are different categories for firearms, whether it's rifle, shotgun, rimfire, handgun, and a lot of stuff in between. And there are reasons for those categories. And so each has its specific purposes. It has its advantages and disadvantages. We're just going to kind of briefly go over each one. And of course, the first thing is, what is your go-to rifle? The AR-15 is America's most favorite rifle. It's one of the best-selling rifles in the country. There's a lot of great reasons for this. And parts interchangeability with military and police firearms, because they use a lot of these. Real easy to mount an optic on here. The ammunition is fairly inexpensive because of the 5.56 or 223. And there's a lot of different things you can do to these rifles. And there is the AK-47, which is the most popular rifle in the world, used all over the world in a number of different conflicts. This is a battle-proven, very durable firearm. And there are a lot of accessories, a lot of things you can do with these as well. And surplus ammunition is very inexpensive, especially the steel case stuff. And this is what this rifle was designed for. One of the things, though, that's different between the AR and the AK is durability with the AK. With the AR-15, which is still durable, but it's easier to mount an optic. It's a little more accurate, and the range is just a little better. I would say that 300 to 350 yards with your AK. With your AR-15, you can get out to, 450. So it gives you a little more range. In fact, you can really get out to 1,000 yards, but it's going to be pretty difficult because of the light bullet. But these are both great options for medium range firearms. But if you really want to kind of reach out and get some distance and have just more firepower, more capability, something in the 308. Now this is the M14, it's a James River Armory. These things are awesome. But there's also the FNFAL, HK-G3, or the SETME, actually, is a pretty decent rifle. The Century Arms C308. And obviously, the SCAR is an excellent choice. I mean, there's a number of 308s out there. Probably one of the most modular would be the AR-10. And it is very versatile. There's a lot of things you can do with that. And they are very accurate as well. So that just gives you more firepower. Now, the big thing about that between it and the AR-15 is definitely weight. Even with the AR-10, it's considerably heavier than your standard AR-15. It's a little more bulkier, but then yet you get all the same controls. And so an AR-10 is an excellent choice as a go-to rifle if you want to go a little heavier. But also your range is really one of the biggest factors. You can get out easily to 1,000 yards with a 308. And again, with your AR or AK, typically you're looking at, 400 or 500 yards. Now, with the AR-15, you can get different calibers, 6.5 Grendel and, 300 Blackout. I mean, there's a number of different calibers that can suit and possibly just have an extra upper to be able to change it out and have a very versatile rifle. Of course, here we have the FNFAL. This is a world-renowned rifle. But, parts, things like that, extra magazines, and the ammunition is going to be more expensive with 308. But for you guys that live in the states that are very restrictive to semi-automatics, a good lever-action rifle is fast. There's a lot of different calibers. Of course, the traditional 30-30, you can find that ammunition everywhere. This is a 357 Magnum. It's a Henry color case hardened. I love this little rifle. It's real short. If you want a little more range, you could get something a little longer, but this would be excellent for, around really about 100, 150 yards. And then if you want to get out there, there are calibers that will extend that range. So it is very quick to get on target. Now, one thing is you're limited to round capacity, but still, I believe this one will hold 10 rounds in the tubular magazine. So that gives you just some decent capability, again, for those guys who are in those not-so-free states. One thing that's become very popular are the pistols that are in the rifle style, just like this AR-15 pistol. This is a Saint Edge. It is excellent. It is in 5.56. You can get, 9mm. You can get 10mm, 45. You can get different pistol calibers as well. To be honest with you, looking at a strictly an SHTF environment, I think that the 5.56 is a great option, but it can over-penetrate, whereas a 9mm, you know, is going to have less penetration. So if you're in a high-density area, you know, possibly a pistol-caliber carbine might be better. But as far as these go, this could definitely replace the standard AR-15 rifle, and so you can still get really good range out of this small package. And so to me, I almost would rather go with a pistol like this in an SHTF situation, because I can hide this or be more discreet with it, whereas with the full-size rifle, you know, it's definitely a little larger. And collapsed, you can see, I mean, there is quite a bit of difference in barrel length. And so, you know, that is one thing to consider with the pistol. And again, these have become very popular. Now, next on the list is a shotgun. One of the things about a shotgun is it's devastating. It's one of the best home defense options. There's nothing that beats this up close and personal. I mean, these are very effective. Now, we have a Remington 870 here with a longer barrel, but I have one of the 18-inch barrels, actually 18.5-inch, and they're very easy to switch out. And so I can have a home defense option, but then if I need to do some hunting, this definitely would be a good option for bird hunting and things like that, rabbits and, you know, squirrel for that matter. You might want to use some lighter loads. But the 12 gauge in particular, I mean, there's so many different choices of ammunition out on the market. It's very plentiful. But the big limitation with a shotgun is your range. You know, even with slugs, you're looking at a max of about 100 yards. And so while this is great for up close and personal, when you get out to distance, you really need a rifle to be able to reach out. Now, bringing it a little closer to home, the handgun is an excellent self-defense, personal self-defense firearm. One of the things about having a good handgun in an SHTF situation, this is fairly easy to conceal. You know, you can conceal it, nobody knows the difference. You don't draw any attention to yourself, yet you have some capability. And so that is one of the big things about having a handgun. Honestly, the Glock, and we just did a review on the Sensible Prepper channel about the ultimate SHTF firearm. And one of the reasons why is because they very rarely have any issues, and if they do, they're very easy to repair. And we talk about the different parts that are just great to have on hand. And that goes with all the different firearms that we've shown. You know, having just the right parts on those that are prone to break. It's one of the great things about the AR-15, because you have a lot of different parts. You know, you can build the rifle straight up. With an AK-47, you know, you need something to be able to place the rivets and grind the rivets off. And, you know, so even though it is very durable, if something does go wrong, it could be a lot of problems. But of course, the Glock is not the only handgun out there. There's a ton of different choices. Like I've said before, guys, we live in the golden age of firearms. It just gives us more choices to be able to really fine tune our preferences. If I only had one, is to be able to have something that's fairly large as far as at the range, but yet is concealable. That mid-size handgun is really something that I look for SHTF. If I need something larger, I'm already going to my rifle. Now, many would say that the ultimate survival rifle is a small little .22, especially one of the breakdown models of a rifle. This is a little Papoose from Marlin. These are great. The barrel just screws right off. Henry makes the U.S. survival rifle, which is awesome. That's the AR-7 style, and everything collapses into the butt of the gun. And then you have your takedown 10-22s, and in fact, I think Savage just came out with a takedown model. So there's a lot of different options where you can put this in a pack and carry it, and it's still a rifle. You can still get about 100 yards out of it, but you know, it's really compact, easy to use. 22 is extremely cheap, but I would not depend on this as my only survival rifle. Definitely look at all the other options. Yes, it can be used for self-defense, but if you really need to stop an attacker, this is honestly a poor choice. And you could even go with a .22 pistol. You're not going to quite get the range, but it is, again, very discreet. And, you know, there's a lot of different pistols out there you could use for hunting. This is one of the Ruger Mark IV Lights. This is a great little handgun. You can even put a little optic on here if you want. But really, as far as I'm concerned, I think that the rifle is a better choice. For .22 long rifle, you're going to get more velocity. There's a lot more that you can do with this. And because these break down, it makes a fairly small package. But still, having some kind of .22, though, is, to me, one thing you need in your survival arsenal. So to wrap things up, definitely you need some kind of go-to rifle that you can defend your home with, that you can defend yourself in a grid-down situation. You know, the AR-15, the AK-47, or any of the 308 type rifles. And there are some others out there, guys, that are in all of those calibers. But that gives you kind of some capability. With the 308, obviously it's heavier, but it gets more range. And so to me, I almost separate the two with my go-to and then my long-range rifle. And especially if you live in areas that have wide open spaces, going with a standard 308 or 6.5 Creedmoor or something of that nature is a really great choice to be able to reach out. Because if you need to reach out, they're coming in at you from distance. And so it's good to have that kind of capability. For up close and personal, there's nothing that really beats a shotgun for home defense, for over penetration, those kind of things, especially in an urban environment. Having a good shotgun, they're just devastating. They are limited in range and in round capacity, but they're still a very effective tool for your survival arsenal, and is something that you really should have. And then with a handgun, that's something that's personal defense, something that you can keep on your body. If for some reason you need to go out and you really can't carry a rifle, you can always discreetly carry a handgun. And again, caliber is important. I would really consider using calibers that are NATO at least, or are current military production with your rifles. Of course, you know, the shotgun 12 gauge to me is really the ultimate because there are so many different choices in 12 gauge. And then, of course, 22 long rifle. You know, you can go with 17 HMR or 22 Magnum and things like that, but then you run into difficulty finding that ammunition, especially in an SHTF situation. So make sure, number one, that you have ammo available already. You know, create some kind of stockpile of ammunition. And for each rifle, no less than about 1,000 rounds. For each handgun, about 500. And that is bare minimum. With 22, you can really stock up. And then with 12 gauge, you know, around 250 rounds or more. And that gives you a good base. But to me, honestly, I would up that. Also, the calibers that you choose, make sure that they are something that's easy to find and, you know, that's pretty common. You don't want to get something that's really unusual like 30 Luger and be depending on that, unless you have a really large stockpile. And a lot of guys will say, well, there'll be battlefield pickups, I can grab rifles and ammunition and all that stuff. But I wouldn't want to count on that. And, you know, in a grid down situation, people are going to really want to hold on to their firearms and their ammunition and their magazines. But that's definitely something that you know, you can consider, especially with the AR-15, because they're so prolific and there's so many people that have them. Typically you're gonna have the magazines and the ammo available. And guys, in case you're wondering, behind me is a wall display from Secure-It. It's a great way to display your firearms in a man cave. Plus they have a lot of security storage as well. And I wanna thank the guys at Secure-It for this incredible backdrop. And guys, if you're serious about prepping and survival, check out Survival Dispatch Insider. It's one of the best resources on the web. The world-renowned experts in survival and prepping are contributors there. We upload one video that's exclusive to the Insider every week. So check it out. I'll have a link down below in the description. Be strong. Be of good courage. God bless America. Long live the Republic.